USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will meet with congressional leaders every day until there's an agreement on Phase 4 coronavirus relief, and said the president is ready to make a deal, but the Democrats keep asking for larger and larger bills.
The president's very concerned about the expiration of the unemployment insurance. We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money. And I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that. They are insistent on having this as part of a larger deal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi does not seem willing to compromise on the extra $600 per week when the Republicans are offering a long-term $200 per week proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Florida is beginning to feel the effects of Tropical Storm Isaias, which is currently located about 25 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral. Forecasters are warning it could reach hurricane strength by the time it makes landfall near the South Carolina-North Carolina border late Monday night or early Tuesday. The National Hurricane Center has issued hurricane watches for parts of the Carolina coast from north of Charleston, South Carolina, to north of Wilmington, North Carolina, and hurricane warnings are in effect as far north as Maryland. As Joe Biden nears the announcement of his vice presidential choice, the top contenders and their advocates are making final appeals. Biden said in May that he hoped to make his pick around August 1st and told reporters this week they would have a choice in the first week of August. The leading contenders include California Senator Kamala Harris, California Representative Karen Bass, and Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. The deliberations remain fluid, however, and the campaign continues reviewing nearly a dozen possible running mates. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Another United States congressman has tested positive for coronavirus, and USA's Wendy King has details.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva said that he has tested positive for COVID-19. On Tuesday, Grijalva had been in a Natural Resources Committee hearing with Congressman Louie Gohmert, who tested positive earlier this week. Gohmert was seen at times in close proximity to Grijalva, not wearing a mask. Grijalva said in his statement, numerous congressmen are not taking enough precautions against COVID-19. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger said she tested positive for COVID-19 after sitting next to Gohmert on a flight from Texas on Sunday evening. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tweeted that he had dinner with Gohmert on Monday, and though he feels fine, he's going to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Eight troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. Eight Marines were rescued, but one later died, and two are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton north of San Diego. For U.S.